Twins, page 10. A middle-aged woman shuffled into a local church just as the priest was celebrating the Requiem Mass. She sat down in the back row, waiting until the Mass finished, and all the people had left the church. Then she went to the priest and asked him to hear her confession. It was late at night and not the usual time for confession, however. The woman looked desperate and determined, odhodlana, determined, and she was very upset. The priest saw that she needed to share her distraught emotions, pološílené, vystresované emoce, with someone very urgently, urgentně, hned, very urgently. He invited the woman into the confessional and she started talking. "I haven't been to church for ages," she said, "but now I'm desperate and I feel guilty. I need to speak about my pain. I may find comfort in telling you about my disaster. I blame myself for the deaths of two people, my son Charles and his girlfriend. I should have paid," minulý infinitiv, or nebo předpřítomný, "I should have paid more attention to both of them and prevented this disaster. But I didn't care enough, and it's all my fault. I thought that my sons were both adults and able to sort out a problem, vyřešit, tady jako by řídit, able to sort out their lives. I even thought my getting involved," to, že se do toho jako zapletu, get involved, "my getting involved by bylo dotěrné, would be interfering. Don't interfere between them," nepleť se mezi ně. "Don't interfere in matters that you do not concern you," který se tě netýkají, nepleť se do těch věcí. "Don't interfere in matters that do not concern you." So would be interfering. A znova tady máme předpřítomný infinitiv. I couldn't have been more wrong. "Oh well, calm down, please," interrupted the priest, listening to her trembling, třesoucí se, trembling voice. "Feel free," uvolněte se, "feel free to tell me the whole story and the background to your disaster." "Of course, Father. I'll fill you in on my life and my sons." Fill in je vyplnit, naplnit a taky podat informace na jaké téma, to je to on. Takže třeba "I'll fill you in on this issue." V této věci vám dodám podrobné informace. "I'll fill you in on my life and my sons. Tom and Charles were twins and were 5 years old when their father passed away," zemřel. "I was left alone with my boys and doing everything a single mother could for them. I wanted my sons to have a life without the kind of stresses, kterými jsem vyrůstala, I grew up with, a jako jakákoliv máma, and like any mom, chtěla jsem, I wanted them to have what I never got, co jsem nikdy nedostala, vzdělání, an education, a příležitost, šanci, možnost, a chance. I worked hard at my job and pulled a second shift, táhla jsem druhou směnu, cleaning evenings, takže uklízela po večerech, tak, aby jsem mohla nahromadit, schrastit dost, so that I could scrape together enough money, aby tohle všechno se uskutečnilo, to make it all happen. I worked hard at my job and pulled a second shift cleaning evenings so that I could scrape together enough money to make it all happen. Tom and Charles sailed through, proplouvali skrz infant and junior school, no problems. They were both really smart, a stíhali, and kept up at grammar school without breaking a sweat. Bez lámání potu, takže bez potíží. Then Charles started getting restless, netrpělivý, neklidný, saying he wanted to do more than just study all the time. He was looking for a quick fix, rychlou dávku, přísunu, a fast buck, rychlé peníze. He began podvádět, to cheat at school, and was always trying to copy homework of his brother, off. After they finished school, both of my sons carried on their studies together at university. They chose a demanding course, náročný obor, demanding course at a prestigious college, prestižní škola, prestigious college, and the rest of the students were just as bright as them. They had to study a lot and to put all their free time and attention do čeho into their studies. Charles decided he didn't like it. He often said to Tom, "Come on, we're only young ones. I need to breathe, have a laugh, and I really need to make some cash." Charles got in with a local businessman and gave him good advice for his business several times. As a clever boy, he had no problems fitting in with the local businessman very quickly, cause he could just about read their minds, číst myšlenky, read their minds. He also started to set up little deals of his own. Zakládal si své vlastní obchody. Deal. What's the deal? Co se děje? Don't forget our deal. Nezapomeň na naši dohodu. It's a deal. Domluveno. So he also started to set up little deals of his own. Later he got in touch with a man who was the leader of the local gang scene. Between the power and the morality vacuum, everything was soon coming up roses for a bright boy like my Charles. Přicházelo to nahoru. Růže znamená, že mu to přinášelo růže. was soon coming up roses for a bright boy like my Charles. He made a lot of money, drove around in an expensive car and lived in a really posh flat. From time to time, he'd toss a coin, hodit minci, he'd toss a bit of money our way to help support Tom in his studies. Tom knew exactly how Charles was making his money, and it didn't sit well with him, not at all. Still, he couldn't afford to take the high ground about the money. He knew how much Charles' money helped me. He was sure he'd be able to pay him back every penny one day. While Tom was studying, Charles was living it up, užíval si to, what with the money and all those young girls. He could have any girl he wanted, but by the next morning, I'd have been shocked if he could remember her name. Then, bang, lightning struck. Udil blesk, lightning struck. And he met Alice. My Charles fell, fall in love, fell hard. I want to be with her night and day, he said. Only Alice wasn't up for anything heavy or serious. She had fun with Charles, but she didn't love him, not like he loved her. She liked him, but she was looking for something else when it came time to walk down the aisle. Walk down the aisle, jít dolů uličkou, jako v kostele, tedy čas na to ženit se, vdávat se, time to walk down the aisle. Když zjistila, when she found out she was pregnant, she didn't know what to do. At first, she kept her mouth shut around Charles, figured it was up to her, Nani, to decide what she wanted to do. But then, before she had a chance to get it all out in the open, dostat to všechno ven v otevřené, tedy to říct, to get it all out in the open, Charles and his business partner were picked up by the cops for illegal business practices. After spending several months in custody, ve vazbě in custody, Charles was sentenced, odsouzen, to 5 years in prison. Alice was left all alone and she was due in just a couple of weeks. Když je někdo nebo něco due, tak se to má stát. Takže když je těhotná, tak tady, že má rodit. The train is due at 5, vlak má jet v 5. The results are due on Monday, výsledky mají být v pondělí. So she was due in just a couple of weeks. She didn't go to see our Charles, either in the cells or in prison, so we had no idea about her pregnancy. When Alice realized that the baby was coming any second and she would be all on her own, she came around to see me. she opened her heart to me about how she was expecting Charles' baby, but he still didn't know about it. I was speechless, hadn't a clue what to do, so I called Tom. When Alice saw him, it was really a shock for her. She didn't know, not till that very moment, Charles had a twin brother who was vyplivnutý vzhled, the spitting image of him. Tom was struck every which way by his brother's pregnant girlfriend and all. I just about saw the thunderbolt úder blesku myself. He saw how his brother would have gone head over heels. Jít hlava přes paty, zamilovat se nebo být hlava přes paty, cítit hlava přes paty. So go head over heels, zamilovat se. We arranged to help Alice and support her do jaký doby till Charles got out of prison. Tom saw Alice every day. They really hit it off. Rozuměli si, hit it off. Tom seemed to be the ideal man for Alice. He was as handsome as her boyfriend and, what's more, he was good, kind and responsible. When little Rose was born, Tom moved Alice and her baby into our home. He wanted both of them to live closer so that Alice wouldn't be on her own for everything. Sama na všechno. Be on her own for everything. For a while, Tom and Alice managed to ignore the sparks between them. But one day, Alice moved from the baby's room to Tom's bedroom. They were both happy, and they didn't think about what would happen when Charles got out. From time to time, they went around to see him. They brought him a photograph of his daughter, and Tom promised his brother that he'd look after both of his girls. Charles only kept it together in prison on account of Alice and their daughter. He loved Alice, and when he learned that little Rose had been born, he cried for several nights. He was sorry. He'd messed everything up. Že to tak všechno spackal. Mess up. He'd messed everything up so badly. Instead of being with his little daughter, he was rotting in prison. However, the years were passing quickly. Before we realized it, Charles got early release, dostal časné uvolnění, takže byl propuštěn, for his good behavior. Little Rose was 3 years old and Tom was her dada. No two ways about it. To nemohlo být jinak. No two ways about it. Alice couldn't imagine leaving Tom either. Taky ne. And so Tom and Alice decided to tell Charles the truth. They hoped he'd understand and forgive them. Alice said it might be easier for everybody if she spoke to Charles alone at first. When Charles got back home from prison and could hug and kiss his love at last after all those long years, he was on cloud nine. Tom was still at work, so I left them alone in the front room and went into the kitchen to make dinner. After a while, I heard Charles and Alice screaming. I thought they were arguing and I didn't want to disturb them. Then, all of a sudden, Alice gave this horrific yell and then nothing. Total silence. I was shaking like a leaf when I ran into the room. I was too late. Alice was stretched out on the bed, and I could see she wasn't breathing anymore. There were marks all around her neck from where Charles had grabbed her and strangled her, škrtil. The window was wide open and my Charles was lying broken down there on the pavement. He was dead too. Charles murdered Alice in his fit of jealousy. What she said just took him right over the edge, snapped that tiny hope that kept him going in prison, so he took her with him. Just like that, every dream of a better and happier life snuffed out. Then, of course, there was the fact that we, his brother and me, we'd been party, součástí party, to it all. I reckon the moment he realized what he'd done, he was on that windowsill parapet, and then it was over for both of them. So that's my whole story, Father. You're a man of God. You tell me, what am I supposed to do now, eh? How am I supposed to go on with all these feelings, all this blame and pain churning around inside me, virici, churning around inside me? Try and pull yourself together. Schopte se. Pull yourself together, my dear, said the priest sympathetically, soucitně, sympathetically. The Lord has his plans for all who are born on the earth. Everybody has to go through their own test and can choose their own destiny. Sometimes, even if we try out, zkoušíme, to do our best, we can't change the fate, osud, of other people. Neviňte se, don't blame yourself anymore and try to make your peace with the destiny, smířit se s tím destiny, of your nearest and dearest. Pray to God for your son Charles and Alice every day. A pokračujte, carry on for Tom and your granddaughter. They need your love and care. You'll see that with the help of God and in the fullness of time, you'll find peace and solace, and your pain will slowly lose its edge and fate at least to a degree. Vybledne. God bless you. With these words, the priest brought the confession to a close. It was almost midnight when the woman finally left the church. There was nobody around, but if someone had looked into her eyes, they would have seen a ray of new hope.